Turn it on, Warren.
I did.
Turn it
it's,
on.
It's on, Craig. Craig, it's
dude,
on.
Dude, how many times have we done this? You haven't figured this out yet?
It's
just
on.
Turn it on.
I plugged it in. You and didn't. I pressed the on button.
You did. You don't press the on button. You press enter.
Well, I press, okay, I'll press the enter button, but it's still doing the same thing.
Oh, you press enter. Now it's working. Okay.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Great.
Yes, I'm doing great.
Well, welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me. Or is that to everybody else?
I think we should celebrate.
What do you want to celebrate?
It's episode number 57. It's a milestone.
Oh, it is?
Yes. We've done more episodes than years we've lived.
Been alive.
I know. Wow. This is pretty impressive. Wow. Never thought we'd see this day.
I didn't either.
It might be episode 58. I'm not sure. Or 54. It was
54 isn't so much of a milestone.
Well,
57 or 58 would be a milestone.
I think it should be like waking up at our age where we celebrate every day.
Do you celebrate every day?
Not really. Well, when I go to sleep, I do. Yeah.
You celebrate that today's over?
Well, I think at the end of the day, I think it's important to kind of go through the day. You know, see where you screwed up, see where you did things well. You know, that kind of stuff.
See, I disagree.
Why is that?
I think it's better to put the day aside so you can rest well.
Uh-huh.
And then to the next morning when you get up.
Uh-huh.
What did I do right? What did I do wrong yesterday? And what am I going to do better today?
That's what I do at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
When I get up to get Oreos.
That's like the fourth P?
Yeah, that's like the fourth P, yeah. Because I don't know. I don't know about you, but I can't sleep through the night without pee.
I just can't sleep through the night. I wish I could.
How many times do you wake up?
About 2 or 3, I think now. I used to be more.
Yeah. But you know what the odd thing is? Don't they say that the older you get, the less you sleep?
Yes.
So we're 54, 55.
Uh-huh.
So I remember having like a minimum of 8-9 hours of sleep. Now I'm pretty good with 6.
Yeah, I'm way good with 6. And you know,
yeah.
Part of the problem, I think, too, is I think sometimes I just go to bed too early.
How late are you staying up now?
Till like 9 o'clock. Sometimes, occasionally 10.
That's pretty good.
But I think if I went to bed at 11, I could probably sleep through till 6.
Yeah, but what do you do up until 11?
I don't know.
Then you just got to watch like Perry Mason and stuff.
How do you do things that grown-ups do?
Well, I don't know what grown-ups do at that time because I've never stayed up that late. Well, at least sober, you know, staying up that late, you know. So that's a hard one.
Yeah.
And speaking of staying up late,
uh-huh.
Have you noticed that kids these days have a tendency to stay up rather late?
Yeah, I don't think they have bedtimes anymore.
I know. For my two little ones, you know, I want them in bed at 8 because they have school.
Right.
Obviously, they're, you know, 4th and 5th grade.
Right.
But I notice teenagers, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning.
And you can tell.
Yeah, because they don't want to get up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We didn't have that option when we were little, did
we? No. I've never enjoyed that.
No, I never got into it.
I like to have the whole day.
Yeah. There were a couple of times when I stayed awake, I think it was till like 3 o'clock in the morning, and then we snuck out of the house and took a horse and rode it through the desert.
You did not.
Yes, I did, until the sun came up, and then we snuck back in.
I had no idea you were ever even on a horse.
Well, I think, I'm not sure if I was on the horse or not, but the horse was there.
And you rode it.
Well, it might have been riding me.
Oh.
This is a long time ago.
Maybe it wasn't really a horse.
It could have been a small animal, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. This is 1980s or late 1970s. There were a lot of things.
You never know what happened. Yeah.
But I.
Speaking of which, what was it like for you, like a day to day growing up in the 80s?
Uh huh.
It seemed significantly different than it is now.
Radically.
Significantly.
And I have one phrase
that
I think you'll be able to relate to.
What's that?
Children are to be seen and not heard.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, through the late 70s into our early teens, into the 80s. Yeah. It was basically stay away.
You know, that wasn't so much what I got.
Uh-huh.
It was just my mom was, she was a single parent and she worked all the time.
Right.
So she like had to stay away because she had to work.
Right.
So I just didn't see her that often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally different because like with my children now, I mean, I'm very involved in their lives. And, you know, I remember my father, no. There was a time when I, and I shouldn't even be saying this on the podcast, but there was one time when I don't know if I was 6 or 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever, I had finished band practice, and I called the house.
Band practice?
Yeah, I played the sousaphone. Don't tell anybody.
You did not.
Don't
play
tell anybody.
The sousaphone.
Yeah. Wait.
What?
You think you're the only musician? I played in the Parada del Sol.
Me too.
Yes.
I wonder if we played at the same time.
Probably. I'm probably the guy you tripped over.
I'm probably the guy you made fun of. I mean, you're the guy I made fun of. Yeah.
Guy was because I was bent over. But
anyway, that guy. You were that guy.
Yeah. Bent over. Yeah. Because the sousaphone was so heavy and I was so skinny. but the reality. So I call my house and I need a ride home. It's like 8 o'clock at night. And you know, my father answers the phone. I said, "Hey, Dad, can you come pick me up? I'm at school. Just finished band practice." Great. Okay. I wait 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, hour and a half later, it's like, hey, he's not coming, right? So I walk the couple miles home, get home safely, all is good, walk in the house, and Dad, why didn't you come get me? Well, I don't know where you go to school. And those were kind of parents back then.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was kind of a distant...
And he didn't realize this while you were on the phone.
Of course not.
And asked him for a ride.
No, children were insignificant back then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
How much time did you spend outside as a kid?
All the time. I was either outside or I was on my drums.
One of the two.
Which was in the guest house. So I was out of the main house almost all the time. All day.
Yeah. Because I remember going outside and they would just say, hey, don't come back until the sun goes down. But
really?
That was questionable.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, if you came inside, they would give you chores to do outside so you wouldn't be inside.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you didn't go inside for fear of the chores that were coming.
Correct.
Yes.
So you kept yourself busy outside. Uh-huh. But it was different back then. You know, don't you think the streets were safer?
Yes, without a doubt.
Yeah. You didn't have to worry about...
Well, no,
you
know, I never even thought about... You know, the worst was you get in a little fist fight.
Yeah.
Worse, it happens.
And if you get in a fist fight today, what happens?
Somebody pulls a knife, they pull a gun, they pull...
Or an adult comes along and they call the police.
Yes.
And they want to know if you want to file charges or not.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Did anybody ever do that to you?
File charges against me?
Yeah. Well, as a child, like when you're in fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade.
No, I don't think so. I remember parents wanting to get me in trouble.
Yeah.
They used to fight a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you one of those kids in school?
Yeah, absolutely.
How often would you get in a fight?
Once a week or so.
Any good ones you remember?
Yeah, I have lots of good ones. Nothing to describe, but they were just good fights.
Like Mike Tyson-ish?
But I usually just... Well, I haven't grown since I was in sixth grade.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so my fights were usually of people like I kind of protected my school.
Uh-huh.
So they had these hoodlum high school kids that would come onto our campus and try to pick fights, so they would always go get me.
Oh.
And then I would fight them to get them off of our school property. I was like the hero.
You were the mascot.
The mascot. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Unleash the tiger.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha.
And so, but it happened a lot because we were really close to a high school.
Right.
And so that's just what I did. But I would never get in trouble because the kids were always older than me. So, yeah, they would never tell their parents because they didn't want them to know that they lost a fight to a sixth grader.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
So I got in one fight, and I think it was in the seventh grade.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ever?
Ever. Because I'm just not a fighter. I'm a lover. You know?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And so
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
So I got in one fight, and I remember halfway through the fight, I felt so bad for the other person, the other kid I was fighting, that I just got up and walked away. I was fighting a first grade girl. But that's a different story, you know? I was fighting another seventh grader, and I felt so bad for this kid lying on the ground that I'm like, okay, that's enough, I'm done.
Oh my God, you're a pussy.
I'm a pussy, I'm not gonna hurt another kid.
Why?
Because that's
the point of fighting, that's growing up, that's, you gotta get your licks in.
Well, I had other incidences as well, but this was like the first full-blown, you know, fight.
Really?
And
did you have all the kids around you?
Yes,
like yelling,
all the kids were
sort of
fight. Yeah, it was
right
one of those. Right
on, I love
it. And
those.
I had the other kid in a headlock, and I was, you know, doing my thing with my fist. But then, you know, I'd look at him, and he's defenseless, and it's like, okay, I can't do this.
Right.
It's not me. No. I couldn't do it.
Oh, my God. I'm
what?
Best friends with a pansy.
And this pansy's going to go use the restroom real quick.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we're just getting started on this.
All this fight talk has made me want to urinate.
What's that about? Oh, because you're a pussy.
Because I'm a pussy.
And
I got to go
drain it. Scared you, and now you got to pee.
I got to go drain it. Sleepless in Seattle, folks.
See you shortly.
Bye. Don't say how little it is. I'm trying to turn this thing on right now.
You're supposed to tell me when you start.
I'm trying.
My God.
Yeah, but now you're talking about how little it is.
Well, I was talking about you. I'm sorry.
I'm embarrassed now.
Don't be embarrassed.
Greg, we're on air.
It's your moneymaker.
It's my money. No, it's not my moneymaker. It's my money loser.
Well, it's your special purpose.
Just put it back in your pants and forget about it.
I can't put your stuff back in my pants.
Well, how'd you pull it out?
I didn't. You did. You're always pulling it out.
But you're telling me it's little.
Yes.
Wait, we're on air. We're on air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
What's happening?
Welcome back.
Thank you for being here.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes. I'm looking at a jar, and on the outside it says nuts.
Uh-oh.
That's weird.
Yeah. N-U-T-Z.
Does it say Z?
Yeah, I think so. I can't see. Oh, yeah. It might say Z.
I think it's S.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so we just opened up two cans of a new product from Costco.
Let's talk about it. It's called Spindrift Sparkling Water with Real Squeeze Fruit.
Yeah, it's from Costco.
Yes.
And it tastes like butt juice. Butt juice at its finest. Yeah.
In case you're thinking of sponsoring us, Spindrift, we think your product is fantastic.
It tastes like crap.
It's delicious.
It's nasty.
And we don't like it. We don't care for it. Sorry.
Yeah. Craig says he wouldn't care for it. I say it tastes like butt juice.
I'm a little nicer than Warren is.
Yeah, what is the best? Okay, so let's talk about beverages.
Perrier,
Pellegrino.
You like Pellegrino better?
Well, Pellegrino does a lot of sponsorship in my industry. The world's 50 best restaurants, and so.
But it has this high sodium count.
Well, that's okay.
I don't
so do French fries.
Well, yeah, but I don't eat French fries all day. I could drink Perrier or Pellegrino all day.
Yeah, but only 5% of hypertension is directly related to
sodium.
Oh,
God, here we go.
The body needs sodium, so it's okay.
Yeah, but they have the American Heart Association.
Uh-huh.
If you've had prior heart issues, they have a recommended allowance.
What?
Which is like 1,800 milligrams a day.
So like every Friday you get that, the allowance?
The allowance?
Yeah.
Did you get... Here's the deal. If you go to like Payway or what's the parent company?
P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's. They have a thing called the Dan Dan noodles.
Uh-huh.
Their sodium count in those, exactly 3 days of sodium for me.
Oh, shit.
And that one dish.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
They're super, super
I think
hot.
Asian food can be fairly
Certainly,
salty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to be kind of careful about that.
But what do you think about MSG? No, I'm just kidding. Don't get started.
Okay, monosodium glutamate. Glutamate is a protein. It's also an amino acid that's necessary.
We've already talked about this on our podcast.
No, I'm not done yet.
I know.
Let me. When you were young, did you get an allowance?
No.
No?
No.
So how'd you get money?
I didn't.
But you had to. Yeah, come on.
We didn't have any.
Yeah, when you went to go get an icy or something like that, or.
That my mom would take me, and that was like a special...
A splurge.
Yeah. Remember, we lived in an apartment in a really poor section of Phoenix with no furniture.
Oh, shit.
We had sheets and pillows on the ground.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it took her a while to start making some money. So, yeah, the last thing I was going to do was ask for an allowance.
Yeah, so there was no change to steal.
And I remember her system for paying bills, she had all these envelopes. And cash went in each of these envelopes.
Whoa.
And then when it came time to pay, she took it out and she would save for each of these bills.
Uh-huh.
In these envelopes. And that was her system. And she said it was worked perfectly.
Apparently, because she ended up doing okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's doing very well now.
Yeah. It's amazing how we go through those struggles in life. And I think sometimes when we're in those struggles, we forget about them. You know,
I think
we forget
so too.
About getting through the struggle.
But I can tell you something. Some of my best memories from my childhood were during those times.
Yeah.
When we had to entertain ourselves. We had to find things to do that we couldn't spend money on.
Right.
And it was amazing how much fun we had. Me and my mom together.
Because you didn't have all the... You were reliant upon each other, not upon all your materialistic stuff.
Yeah. I didn't have toys. I didn't have video games. I didn't have any of that stuff.
Do you think today's kids are spoiled?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it's showing in their character somewhat.
I think it's hugely showing in their character. Because I reflect, when I was about my son's age, my primary toy was a Tonka truck. Right? I had one Tonka truck. Mm-hmm. I also had a bicycle.
Nice.
Right? And that was meant to that was our major source of entertainment.
Right.
We didn't have TVs, we didn't have any of those kind of things. Yeah. So outside, creating things, building things, digging forts. Did you ever build forts
when
you
were little?
Yeah, above ground.
Did you ever have bottle rocket fights?
Yes.
That was fun.
That was
until the kid blew his finger off.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, he had the 9 other ones.
Yeah, society takes care of people like that.
That's true.
It's called weeding themselves out. Yeah. It's part of the ecological system.
No, it's called free pay for life.
Yeah.
We call it disability.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the guy's still on disability?
I don't think he ever was. He was a kid, so I'm sure he learned how to. Back then, you had to actually figure out how to make your way.
Yeah, there was no guidance.
And you had no expectation of somebody taking care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember once as a kid, we lived kind of in a hilly area, and I was riding my bike down the hill, and I crashed, and I slid down the hill, and my face, you know, gravel, and
really?
All that. And the knees, and, you know, all that kind of good stuff, all, you know, chewed up. And, you know, you stand up, you look around, there's nobody. You got to figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. And today... You know, 911 would be there. The ambulance would be there. A lawyer would be there.
Well, let's face it. The first thing they would do is grab their cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
And call for help.
Call for help.
Yeah.
And then we'd be suing the road department. We'd be suing the bicycle manufacturer. We'd be suing the weatherman because of the forecast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I got old enough to drive.
Uh-huh.
I remember actually getting in the car and going places and didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Now I wouldn't even think about leaving the house without a cell phone.
No, it's like you're improperly dressed.
Yes.
Yeah, when you leave the house without a cell
phone. And what if there's an emergency?
Oh, it's even worse.
Yeah. But what did we do before if there was an emergency?
We got through it just fine.
You deal.
Yeah.
You just deal.
And we were talking about the telephone.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
People used to call and you answered.
Yeah. You had to.
Today, the first thing you do is you look to see who's calling.
Yes. And if you want to answer it or not.
Yeah. And I think what's happened is we're deciding who, what, when, and where, how we communicate.
Yes.
And our kids are learning that system, too.
Oh, absolutely. They know it better than we do.
Yeah.
Because they haven't experienced anything but that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And making your way, what did you do when you were thirsty when you were a kid?
A hose. You went to somebody's house and got the hose.
Can you imagine a kid drinking out of your garden hose in the front yard
now? I can't imagine a kid drinking tap water now.
No, that's you. No, 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 no. You wouldn't drink tap water now.
Where's the bottles? You don't have any water. There's no bottles of water.
Yeah. Somebody told me this the other day, and it was kind of interesting. It was a dietitian, and they were kind of alluding to the fact that a lot of the medical issues that we have today are because of the mass amount of plastics that we have in our society.
Oh, I bet.
You know, think about it. When we were kids, we didn't have that much plastic around.
No.
Yeah. No. Today, every single thing that we have is plastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And think about these landfills.
Oh, man.
You know, it's a bottle, a plastic water bottle takes 1,000 years to biodegrade. 1,000 years. But how many as a society would go through a day?
I hate
hundreds of thousands. Water. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands. Yeah.
I will buy a bottle of water if I'm out and about and I'm desperate and I won't be near... be near a place where I can get a glass of water.
Right.
But plastic bottled water is a huge waste of money on the environment. Uh-huh. And think about it. You're paying fucking $3 for water.
Water. Yeah. Yeah.
And the water that comes out of the faucet is just as good as the water in the bottle.
It is.
Yeah. So what are we paying the public works system to maintain our water system for if we won't even drink out of it?
Right. Agreed.
Yeah. It's a huge waste
of money. And then we get all the filters. You get the whole house filter. I have not only a whole house filter, but I also have the silly little tap at my sink.
Yeah.
With the thing underneath that I'm just waiting till the day when somebody gets under there to repair something, they bang it wrong, and then my whole first floor is flooded.
And then you're out.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
But wouldn't you think, though, that that's lowering our body's immunity system because we're not being exposed?
Here's the first thing I need to know is what does immunity mean?
I'm not sure. I just saw it written down on the paper over there. No, because our bodies, yes, our body's immune systems are affected because we're not exposed to these bacteria anymore. Uh-huh. So we're a lot more susceptible.
And I think it's getting worse during these times, the COVID stuff.
Oh, yeah.
With all the sanitation. Not saying we shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I do think it's taking a toll on us.
And it's pretty interesting. They say that maintaining your gut health, a portion of that is breathing the air in outside. Right?
Really?
Yeah, because it's got pollen and it's got all sorts of other things in there that directly affects your gut. But now that we're all wearing face masks,
mm-hmm, yeah,
we're all going to die young deaths.
Or just not going outside.
Yeah. It's not a good thing.
I go outside way less than I used to.
Mm. Vitamin D production is, uh-huh, important. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go outside every chance I get.
I went and saw this guy. He's a cardiovascular doctor. He's an actual heart surgeon.
Uh-huh.
But he's a naturopath.
Okay.
It was interesting. He calls himself the paleo cardiologist.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was very interesting. But he insists on you go outside for 15 minutes a day.
The smart man.
But the odd part was he suggests you do it naked.
Uh-huh.
And you take your children with you.
What?
A little odd to me. That's a little odd.
I would take my partner with me, but I wouldn't necessarily take my children.
No. And he also likes, thinks that kids should sleep with their parents in the same bed.
No.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing. It's a little.
That's a little too Joe Biden for me.
I mean, sometimes it happens. Just, you know, kids get upset or they have a nightmare.
Bad dream or whatever. Yeah.
But that's their regular pattern, is they all sleep in the same bed. Some massive bed he got.
No, that's a little bit weird for me.
Yeah.
You know what? We're at the end of this episode.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No.
Yeah.
No, we still have to talk about fruit and sandals.
Fruit and sandals?
Yes.
And Wendy's.
No, I don't want to talk about Wendy's.
Why not? That's
on the
agenda.
Because I'm pissed off at Wendy's.
What did Wendy's do to you?
They suck.
They're horrible. Do you remember Dave Thomas? He used to run a Tip Top Shake.
You ever been to the one by us?
No. The one that's connected to the Pizza Hut?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
That's like a grease factory.
Honest to God, I've been there 3 times. You know how many times I've ordered and then left?
How many?
3 times.
Really?
It takes them so long to do anything.
That you just get up and go.
Because I get pissed off because it's the premise is fast food.
Right.
And I don't like the, okay, you need to go pull up and wait out front.
Oh, no.
If I wanted to do that, I'd go to a restaurant.
I can understand if you're ordering like 27 burgers.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you just get a normal meal and it's like, okay, you go park your ass in front. No.
That's not working.
Yeah. One time I went and I finally drove up to the window because nobody was answering at the thing.
Uh-huh.
I looked inside and there's nobody to be seen.
No.
But they're open.
Did you do the cash register
and
thing?
There's customers.
Did you do the cash register?
Shh, everybody can hear us.
You should grab the cash.
Dude, I'm not that kind of person. I know that's something you would do. I wouldn't
probably
do that. Yeah.
Yeah, then I just give it back to them when I pay for my meal.
Oh.
Then you see?
Then they think they're getting something.
No, it's called recycling.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome episode.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Big hands at sleeplessincialis.com.
Yeah, look out for our new episode coming.
And do we have a new episode?
Yes.
What about TikTok?
Oh, TikTok. Check it out.
Yeah, TikTok. Yeah.
I think we have a couple that you're going to enjoy.
Yep.
But we're going to try and clean it up because every video or almost every video is on there twice.
Well, that's accidental because sometimes you have to load them twice to get them to go up once.
Well, maybe if you just load it once and wait.
No, I don't wait.
Well, apparently so. That's why our page is all fucked up. And again, it's another one that I can't touch.
Yeah. Big hands to Sleepless in Seattle. So the passcode is... Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.